It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And baby, reacting to the Warriors winning their last two games after losing their first two on their six-game road trip. Big game tomorrow against the Memphis Grizzlies. But a big weekend for the San Francisco Giants as well. So we have not one, but two Bay Area squads winning a couple games over the weekend, and we will shout them out when they do that.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
It was just very refreshing to watch a Giants game that was clean. It was exciting. And they won. Like, it's one thing to have a clean game and, you know, you get some runs and some exciting, but you lose. Like, I felt like I watched that a lot with the Giants. Mm-hmm. Like, they would go on some runs. It was like, okay, you're showing me something here. The pop's back a little bit. They did that at times last year. Remember when Fitzgerald was on fire? It's like, wow, okay.
Yeah.
They're showing me something. But then they'd always revert back to the mean. Like, that's still what I'm waiting for this team. Like, a couple games here and there, it's nice. Turning into a couple weeks, Joe Shasky, that's a trend.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'll start paying attention more and more to see the realistic likelihood that this is a team that I could, you know, be excited about a couple months from now. And again, if they do it for a couple of months, mm-hmm. that is what a team becomes. Like, that is something that I could grab a hold to, gravitate towards, and say, you know what? I'm all in on this team. I think that's what Giants fans have been missing. These last couple seasons after that, obviously 2021 was amazing. It was fun. We all loved it, but we also knew there was kind of an expiration date on that. Like, there was also, it was a little bit, not to say fully fugazi, but a little fugazi. And we saw it come to a culmination in a five, game series loss to Los Angeles Dodgers. And that was a gut punch. You have that famous picture of you standing in the stands, right? That was the high watermark of the Farhan Zaidi era, was losing in five games to the Los Angeles Dodgers. And Cody Bellinger having that seeing eye single up the middle, that weak contact off Camilo Duvall, who, by the way, looked good yesterday in a save, and his looks like his swagger is back. I don't know if we're going to have the light show anymore with him going forward back at Oracle Park, but it was nice to see his confidence, Matt Chapman's confidence, Elliot Ramos, Jung-Hoo Lee, a guy that I've been saying, can he set the tone going forward for this team?
It was a good weekend for him.
It was a great weekend for him. Willy Adames, not the greatest offense, but you know what? Defensively, yeah, they've been in sync. And again, where they didn't make mistakes was on the base paths. And I saw that in Cincinnati. It highlighted them making some mistakes and Matt Chapman capitalizing on it with a huge double play.
Did you have that double play up on the board?
I have it. I can play it right now.
Let me set the scene before you go to it. It's basically second and third with one out. All right. And Espinal is up at the plate. You've got Blake Dunn at second base. Now,
Santiago Espinal.
I don't care what age you're in. If you're at second base, all right, and there's less than two outs, even with two outs, and the ball's hit to your right, so you're at second base taking the lead, ball's hit to your right, to the shortstop or to the third baseman, it's wait and see.
Yeah,
you're literally wait to see. You don't want to run into an out there, right, in that situation. And there's a runner at third, and on that little chopper as Chapman's coming in, if the guy gets a good jump and he thinks he can get home on that play, fine. You're probably scoring a run, though. You want to make the third baseman or the shortstop, any ball hit on the infield with a runner at third, you want to make them make that full throw over to first base. Because anything could happen. He's got to field it cleanly. He's got to throw it down the line. First baseman's got to catch it. At minimum, you want to make them make a play. And then if you get a good jump on it, or you're reading it off the bat, or maybe you're going to go on the throw, the guy at third, you're probably scoring a run on that play. But for the guy at second base, where are you going? And here's the play, Matt Chapman. I thought it just signified where the Giants are at IQ-wise right now.
And they get the out at first, and they get the out at third, and that's a double play.
Dwayne Kuiper on the call, a little chuckle from Mike Grucco, again, NBC Sports Bay Area. And Matt Chapman, real quick, Joe Shasky, he's talking about the vibes right now. You're feeling the vibes? I know Sam's feeling the vibes. So is Carter. I don't know. Where's the Giants at, Carter? You need to bring that in. The vibes are high right now.
I'm telling you, Chapman? This is a shift change culturally for the
dropped that game yesterday, but came back today and was able to find a way to win the series. But the vibes are high. You know, Willie and JV and the guys that we brought in are just, it's like they've been here for, you know, years. And then having, you know, Bomel and all the coaches returning again, we got a lot of similar people and we're all on the same page and we're just having fun. And, you know, we expect to win every day.
I think that's important. But again, like, there's continuity, but then there's continuity for continuity's sake. And I feel like that's what we're Giants fans were at for a long time under the Farhan Zaidi era. Whether it was Farhan, Gabe Kapler, there was continuity, but that doesn't always make it a good thing.
Mm.
But picking up from what he's saying, from last year to this year, I'll say this with Bob Melvin, guy's a consummate professional. He exudes professionalism, and he has done it at a high level. Now, has he gotten this playoff success that he's wanted in his career? Probably not. But you know what he can do? He can get you to the playoffs. That's what I've seen, whether it was in Oakland or in San Diego. He's done it in a multitude of ways, with a lot of star power, with some rising young players. And I think there's a mix here with San Francisco. There's a lot of star power. And sure, a little older with a Justin Verlander, right? Robbie Ray's won a Cy Young before, so it's not like these guys are not household names. Matt Chapman, he's been an all-star. He's been a platinum gold winner, gold gloves winner. Platinum gold glove, Willy Adames, he's got a lot of swagger. He's been an all-star. And you know, you got some of these young, unproven guys like a Jung-Hoo Lee coming over from Korea, right? We've seen what Yaz can do. Fitzgerald had some moments last year. Patrick Bailey, he's been good at times. Can he stay in shape this season? So very nice to see and hear from, quite frankly, the leader of this team, Matt Chapman. He is the leader. Don't get it twisted. He is the leader of this team. He's the everyday player. It's very nice to hear him and the manager in idiosyncrasy, if you will, and being on the same page and setting the tone, quite frankly, for this season. Now, could it end? You know, could they get roughed up in Houston? Sure. But for now, for the here and now, just reacting to what I saw over the weekend, like, there's nothing that you could be mad about over this weekend with the San Francisco
Giants.
No,
it's all the little things. And whether it's base running, speed, putting pressure on the base pass, I think Bob Melvin deserves a lot of credit. And,
yes.
And let me just real quick. Yesterday's a great example. I believe in batteries. If you've ever pitched on any level, there are some guys who just get you behind the dish for whatever reason. They understand your repertoire, you know, how to attack someone. Your confidence level throwing to them behind the plate is just better.
Batteries.
Some people don't understand it. But like, for example, Tim Wakefield always had his personal catcher with the Boston Red Sox. Okay.
John Lester, David Ross.
Exactly. There you go. Yeah. Right. Some guys just throw better. For a long time, the quiet little thing that no one would say out loud. Lindsay come like throwing to Eli Whiteside better than Buster, right?
Yeah.
Even though Buster's clearly the better player. But late in the game, this is subtle. Huff is the catcher yesterday. He lets Huff be the catcher. Late in the game, ninth inning, Doval comes in. It's clearly a big moment for Doval psychologically.
Yeah.
He had a bad year last year. Who does he bring in just to catch that final inning? He brings in Patrick Bailey. Little subtle move that everyone is going to gloss over, but I thought it was just a brilliant decision by the manager. And look, there's going to be games like Saturday where Verlander pitches really well. You go to a bullpen arm and, you know, you look back and you're like, man, I wish we would have cashed in some runs. Bivens gives one up. Not the end of the world. It was a tight, contested ball game. You look up, you left some runners on base, didn't generate enough offense. That happens, but I thought the manager was pulling all the right strings all weekend, and it's the little things, the defense on the infield. The Chapman play we described, he's aware of the situation, second and third. Oh, you're going to run into an out? Let me tag the runner, and let me throw on the run. His throwing on the run, I've never seen a third baseman throw on the run the way he does.
Well, he's just so strong.
He's so good.
He's so strong. He's so athletic. So he's so agile, and he's got speed. And again, like we were talking about last year.
I underrated his speed. That's a good point.
Being on the base paths offensively, like he could get you some stolen bases. He started to dabble a little bit last year. I want to see more from that from Chapman. Obviously, there's wear and tear involved in there. He's playing at 100% every single time. Like, what I like about him is the intensity, and I see it on his face. Whenever they pan to him and he's waiting, like, this guy is no nonsense. And I think this team, which has had a lot of nonsense the last couple seasons, Jock Peterson, the Pasoy problem in the clubhouse, like, that is a breath of fresh air. And I like what Buster Posey, now the face of the franchise. What would you say? No nonsense kind of a guy?
Yeah, right? He's pretty straightforward.
Pretty straightforward. I think he sees a lot of himself in Matt Chapman.
I would agree.
And that's why he made that a priority towards the tail end of last year, re-signing this guy and making sure this is going to be the leader of this franchise. No, is he going to be, you know, he's going to give you the sound bites that you want? Is he going to have the, you know, is he going to be quirky like the Giants of old? No, he's not going to be like that. He's going to be like Buster,
you know,
which is okay, which is what you need.
You know who he reminds me of?
Ooh.
I'm talking about metaphorically.
Please.
He coming to the Giants at that time and kind of like legitimizing them and then obviously being a start of the nucleus reminds me a lot of the David Lee acquisition by the Warriors.
Interesting.
You just needed somebody who was like a legitimate lead by example veteran who was respected around the league.
Kind of like Jimmy Butler with the Golden State Warriors, am I right?
I don't know if he was,
you said well respected around the league, actually.
No,
I was like
David Lee was respected, right? Before the Warriors
absolutely.
Acquired
consummate
him.
Consummate professional.
And maybe you overpaid for him, right? Yeah. But like there's a Giants tax right now that was going on this team. And I think that when I think of David Lee, he's not gonna scream and yell at teammates.
No.
But he legitimized the whole operation and was just a good dude. And everybody really liked him. And then other people wanted to play with him, even though you didn't land a zillion free agents. Like, he was a perfect tone setter for the team at that given time. Like, I don't think Matt Chapman is a quote-unquote superstar or anything like that. He's a really good player that leads by example and has legitimized their infield. Fitz and Adames look great up the middle. Chapman, though, at third, is unbelievable. He's unbelievable.
He's insane. And he's been like that since Oakland, since all of his days with Toronto and San Francisco. Like, the guy just gets it done defensively. You know what? Showing up is half the battle. He does that and more when it comes to the defensive side. It's, for him, it's just, can the bat stay hot? And he's going to be a 250 guy, usually 250, 260.
Does he drive the ball? That's to me.
And that's the, he gives you the power.
25
and that's what you're asking.
That's what I'm looking for.
Yep. And by the way, you are listening to 95.7 The Game, KGNZ FM and HD1 San Francisco on Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app, and now broadcasting live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Good morning to all of you. We've been talking some Giants, we've been talking some Golden State Warriors, 2-0 over the...
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.